Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM on the weekends. You can hear Behind the Mitten here on WPHM. They take you all over the state. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. Amy on the line with us right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Paul.
We're talking wine this weekend, huh?
We are talking wine. You know, May is Michigan Wine Month. It's the time of the year that we celebrate all the, you know, wonderful varieties of wine that we make here in Michigan throughout the state. And some people might not realize that we have multiple wine trails throughout the state. There's a Southwest Michigan one, a Southeast Michigan one. But most people are going to think about Traverse City area, of course, when they think about wine and the Old Mission Peninsula and the Leelanau Peninsula. And during the month of May, Traverse City Tourism actually puts on a great event called Traverse City Uncorked. And they have events happening throughout the month of May and throughout the region that you can participate in to celebrate Michigan wine.
Oh, boy, that sounds like a great event.
I mean, I think, Paul, you'd get behind tasting a little wine, right?
You know, I could probably be coaxed into that, sure.
Well, you might be convinced, yeah. Well, we are really thrilled to bring this show. You know, we recorded the show actually in the barrel tasting room at Black Star Farms, which is on the Leelanau Peninsula, and that is a beautiful facility. They have multiple buildings there, everything from a barn that you can rent for your wedding to the barrel tasting room to an inn that you can stay at that has about 11 rooms in it. And we get to talk to Lee Lutz, who's in charge of the winemaking operations there at Black Star Farms, as well as the managing owner, Sherry Campbell Fenton. And they have some really cool, smaller, exclusive curated events at their winery that we're going to share with everyone that we would really recommend that you make a reservation for ahead of time. But these are some super special events that you can do, Paul, where you might do exclusive tastings or you might get to do a progressive tasting throughout the winery where you might start in the barn and then go to the wine cave and then go to the barrel room. And just those fun little things that are, that you know, we always bring you from behind the mitten.
Those are so much fun. And I don't know a lot about wine. I know what I like and what I don't like, but it's really fun to, you know, talk to an expert and you know, hear the story behind the grape and how they make the wine. And there's always something to be learned there.
There certainly is. And that's one of the things that we do talk about on the show is how cool it is to get to go and visit a winery in person. And we talk a little bit about, like, you know, what's cool and what's not cool to do when you're at the winery, but it's always cool to ask questions, and that's what the staff is there for. And there are no dumb questions. They want to answer them. They want to make you feel comfortable around wine, and especially increase your knowledge about Michigan wine. And that's why, you know, going during the month of May is a great time to experience the Traverse City region and their vineyards, because it's just a little bit less busy than the summer. So the staff can take that extra time to discuss things with you while you're bellied up to the bar having a little glass of Michigan wine.
That sounds pretty good. And if you thought all grapes were the same, I mean, they're not. That's what influences what the wine turns out to be. And even different parts of the state, you mentioned the different wine trails, the grapes are just a little different on the east side than they are on the west side of the state.
Yeah, well, most of the time it's not so much about the actual grape varietal in the sense that it's about the terroir, which is the soil and then the weather.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge thing. And here in Michigan, that's why we can make wine, is because of our Great Lakes that keep us a little bit warmer and a little bit more temperate. We can do that. But then the types of varietals, the types of grapes that you can grow are going to vary according to the region. So what they're growing up north in Traverse City is typically, it's a lot of the same, but then there might be a couple standouts that are a little bit different. And I love talk on this show. We do talk, like I said, to Lee Lutz from Black Star Farms, and he's been making wine now up in the region for well over 30 years. And so he's watched the transformation of the industry over these decades. And he is such a source of knowledge. And he shares a little bit about what he's seen change and how the wine has developed in Michigan over the last few years. And it's just really interesting.
All right. Tune in this weekend, Behind the Mitten, and learn a little something about wine and perhaps, you know, book one of those wine tours. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Cheers to Michigan wine.
There you go. Hey, if somebody misses the show on the radio, but they still want to connect with Amy and Gonzo, what's the best way to do that?
You want to check us out at amyandgonzo.com.
We will do that. Amy, have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Amy Sherman. She and John Gonzalez every weekend behind the mitten here on WPHM at noon on Saturday, at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And now this Saturday we've got Red Wing hockey on the air, so you're only going to catch just a snippet of the show before we head to the Wings game at 12:15. That's okay. You can still listen to Behind the Mitten at WPHM.net or on the WPHM app. We'll be streaming it because we'll have the game on air only. But again, you can download the podcast. It's on the podcast page of WPHM.net or, again, amyandgonzo.com for Behind the Mitten.